yes, boy.
Time for the weekend again. And yes, we're excited, and we want you to be excited too. Girls and boys, gather around and we'll tell you the story of a diminutive genius from Minneapolis. He defined the sound of a city and along the way starred in three films, two of which he directed. Under the Cherry Moon was Prince's homage to the black and white films of old Hollywood, and it's playing tonight at the Philadelphia Film Center. It also has, as you might expect, a great soundtrack. Showtime is at 7:30 p.m. Since we're talking black and white movies, Noir City is heading to the Colonial Theater for a three-day festival showing faves and rarities from the U.S. and overseas.
He's got $1 million in that little black bag, and a jitterbug cost him every dime.
That's quite an expensive jitterbug. Asphalt Jungle is one of the 10 films screening over 3 days. Eddie Muller from Turner Classic Movies' Noir Alley is hosting and signing books on Saturday. Should be quite a killer weekend. If you're in the market for art, the Delaware Valley is the place to be this weekend. The 48th Annual Philadelphia Museum of Art Craft Show takes place at the Pennsylvania Convention Center from Friday through Sunday. The juried show brings over 200 artists in multiple disciplines to the area, including 24 guest artists from Italy. Viva l'Italia! Just down 95, the Winter Tour Museum's Delaware Antique Show at Chase Center includes several panels and discussions. It goes Friday through Sunday. Both of these events have opening night previews tonight, and we'll have all that information on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Well, things are going to the dogs. Like awards, because that's what they'll be getting at the National Dog Show at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. Saturday's show is being taped for the traditional Thanksgiving broadcast on NBC. That's when the world will find out who's best in show. Imagine the pressure, but the dogs and their trainers handle it well. Sunday is a more relaxed day with dog demonstrations and other family-friendly activities. Things get started both days at 8 a.m. If you need a good laugh, and, well, who doesn't, head to the Miller Theater on Saturday night for How Did This Get Made? Live. Podcasters Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, and June Diane Raphael dissect how some of the worst movies ever to grace the screen got made in the first place. This time, they're talking Bad Boys 4? Say it ain't so. The show starts at 8 p.m. We're near the end of Things to Do, but there's some music performances happening that you'll want to hear. Gypsy jazz performer Django Reinhardt died young, but not before he revolutionized the way people played guitar. Even Jimi Hendrix counted him as an influence. Reinhardt's music has endured due to musicians like Dorado Smith and his son Samson and Amati. They're playing as the Django Reinhardt All-Stars at the Kimmel Center on Saturday. The show starts at 7:30.
All the leaves are brown.
California dreamin'? We are. And so are the No Name Pops and Jessica Vosk. They're coming together to perform songs from the so-called Laurel Canyon songwriters who lived in this Southern California enclave back in the 60s and 70s. The Mamas and the Papas were one of those classic groups. The show is at the Kimmel Center Saturday at 3 p.m. Whether you're in California or not, keep dreaming. Mondays are inevitable, so make the most of your free time. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back with more Things to Do next Thursday. If you missed anything or want to find out more, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.